KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Specific bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and your signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's see if we have any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. In for HHC, Warren. We're here in Taylor's, negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're over here in beautiful Greenville County at the base of Paris Mountain. Good evening to you, Gary, and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve. He's up there at the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you, Steve. Some early check-ins. I had W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and for IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there at Traveler's Rest. And also had K4RM, another Fred, and his sweet bride, and for MRY, Miss Mary. They're down in Piedmont. Appreciate all those fine folks being with us. And I got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. I'm over in Palestine, Arkansas, on my way to California. So I may or may not see you next weekend. Depends what kind of mood they get in when I get there. So I'll be negative and negative just listening.
Say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim, out there in Arkansas on his way to California. Jim, when you get out there to the California state line, call them folks and tell them to come get their junk. You're not bringing it into the state. They're too crazy out there. You be careful. Have a safe trip. One more EchoLink station up. We'll grab him, then we'll go to the alphabet. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We'll be in and out tonight. Gary, thanks for calling the net, and 7-3.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W2MJB, as Mr. Mark, and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in KI4MLN.
DOS? Thank you. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar. Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kayla Gilmore, Delta Mike Whiskey, and my daughter, Kayla Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI-4 MLN. Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Al, heard you just fine. You was just solid into the repeater there, young man. Also like to say good evening to KK-4 ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK-4 DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM-4 MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And Lorena, I want to know what kind of happy pills you got. I think I would like to have some of those. Y'all sound like you're having fun. Y'all take care and stay safe. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4 DOS.
KI-4 DOS. Hey, Jerry, check in. WB4 MOU. Ron and Pickens. No traffic, but we'll be listening.
Mike, say good evening to WB4 MOU. Mr. Ron over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4 DOS.
KI-4 DOS. Check in Bob, K4 RHF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. I am right on the city line between Greenville and Taylor's. I got one announcement to make. I'll be negative, but I did want to tell everybody about the field day. I missed your announcements and bulletin section right at the beginning of powering everything up and didn't quite get there.
Shot 4, Royal Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
OS. Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie, Doug, and November 5, Apple Orange Banana. Nika, we're in Anderson, no traffic, no comments.
KI-4 DOS. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman, and I'll hang around.
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4 RHF. That's Mr. Bob over there straddling the line between Taylor's and Greenville. Bob, be back to you and let you make your announcement in just a little bit. Folks, Bob spells his name little B O big B just to be different. Also, like to say good evening, KF4 RVH, Mr. JD. He's over in Berea. Appreciate you being with us, JD. And WW4 TC is Mr. Doug, and he brings along N5 AOB, Miss Nika. They're down in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Doug. Tell Nika we said hello. And KN4 RJN, Mr. John, down there in Inman, or up there in Inman from where I am. Appreciate you being with us, John, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. K4 RHF, Mr. Bob, go your announcement.
This is Bob, K4 RHF. Just wanted to remind everybody, and I'm going to do this just about every other night from now until for the next couple weeks. But we got the field day coming up, June 26th to 28th. It's going to be 175 Riverbend Road. It's Riverbend Equestrian Park, right about a couple of 3 miles behind Furman. We'll be going in Friday night and staying through Sunday. The ARRL contest, which isn't really a contest, but it's sort of a contest, is from Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. We're going to be setting up some radios there trying to communicate with everybody, and everybody's welcome to come along, take part for the whole thing or whatever part of it you want. Come in for a couple hours, have a cup of coffee, or come stay for the whole thing. There's plenty of room for campers and tents and whatnot. We're going to have bring your own BYOB type dinner. Saturday we'll have something to cook on, and if you want to come and cook your own food instead of us doing burgers and stuff like we did last year, it's going to be everybody just bring food and and we'll take turns cooking it. And we figured the stove's clean enough. We won't get any coronavirus off of it. It burns everything off, and so everybody can cook and then stay a few feet away from each other on the picnic tables. Everybody's welcome to bring their own radios and experiment with whatever you've got. If you've got something you hadn't used before, you're trying to figure out how it works, bring it and we'll figure it out. And so hope to see you there. That's going to be the last weekend of June at Riverbend Park. And back to you, Gary. K4RHF.
We do appreciate you bringing that to us, and hope to see you there. Does anyone need any feels on Bob's announcement about Field Day? That's going to be up there where it was last year, up there at the Riverbend Equestrian Park.
Right. I sent out an email to the club and to the Upstate Preppers group, and I think it got sent out to the Trail Life kids too. So, it's the same place, basically the same schedule as last year. K4RHF.
Well, let's start gearing up for Field Day. That's always a lot of fun. And these folks that have never been on HF, it's a good time to come out and get your feet wet. You know, jump in there, and there'll be an operator there sitting beside you that will help you along if you don't know what to do and that sort of thing. And it's a whole lot of fun, folks. If you've never experienced a field day, you need to get out there and at least try it. It's a whole lot of fun. Thanks for bringing that to us there, Bob. Continuing with roll call in the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Here, Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travers Rest, no traffic. Good evening, Gary.
I hope you're doing well. K4SUG up there at Travelers Rest. All right, you tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS. Commercial there. This is K4VKN, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. It's Allen in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening on the swap net. 73 to all.
Hotel Foxbuck, Keegan Air Club. Good evening, Gary, and everybody on there. Just check me in and out, dude.
That's KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no round table.
Oh, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charles Greenville. Get a bit negative.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station, the KO4 station, I missed your call up. Give me your call and name again, please.
This is KO4ACA. Bill in Greenville.
Got it that time. I apologize for that. But we got it straightened out. Got you in the log. Hope you're doing well. Also, like to say good evening, KC4W, Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Keith, I don't know if you changed something or not, but boy, you are good into the repeater tonight. Good hearing from you. Hope you're doing well. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen. He's down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Got another Echo Lake station up. Let's grab Echo Lake station, and then we'll go from there. Echo Lake station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf. K4YNG Fletch, and we'll be negative, and riding along.
And then we'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Fletch, K4YNG, over here in Easley. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move back to the alphabet in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
DOS.
Check in and out.
KI4. VLW Randy. KJ4 CRL Linda in Asheville.
Mike, say good evening to KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Randy, I'm sorry that they had to cancel the Waynesville Ham Fest. I'm not going to get to see y'all smiley faces this year. Maybe if the one that Greenville's going to have in September, y'all can come down for it. I hope so. I'd love to see you. Y'all take care. Going back to the alphabet, let's move up to the Alpha through Delta. Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
In the net, Miss Joyce, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley, negative.
KOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KI4 DOS. KI4 DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4 DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Out. November 4, Bravo X-ray Bravo. Herb and Shelby. I'll be listening for the swap net.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to W4AKG. That's my neighbor AK over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And KO4AOW, Mr. David, he's up there in Inman. And right here, I think I missed the station. And then I got W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb, up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. W4DF, Mr. Don. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Had a little bit of noise on you tonight for some reason, but we got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us. Let's see here. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville.
Good evening to K4GAT, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Oh, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. I'm up here on the mountain just pouring the rain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I hope you enjoy your well. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Yes. Hello, Gary. This is KGL. KG. Excuse me. Kilo Golf Lima. Kilo Golf 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot. Sam and Liberty. Good evening to you, buddy, in 73 Street.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4
Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone out there is having a good night. 7-3.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us, James. And W4IOV, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam, over in Liberty. Appreciate you being here, Sam. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte on the phone. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Hey, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're at an Alpha Bravo station. Give me the rest of your call and your name. And, with Alpha Bravo, got out of your call. Give me the rest of your call, please. Mobile or on an HT, check your battery, move around a little bit, and they'll get you in the log. Also, I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet? A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please say hello to Miss Joy for me. Please check in WG4MC. That's Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native, 7-3 to you and everyone in the net.
For DOS, in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all in the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And WN4S, Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4UDG. Kevin, mountain in. I'll be negative and negative. Listening to Swap Net.
And they would like to say good evening to KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative and listening to the net and to the swap net.
DOS. DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
KC4SKD, Larry, and also G4AHS Rondo, or Neasley. In and out tonight, Gary. Good evening.
4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KN4VWA, Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, Steve. And KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Jim. And KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4 AHS. Miss Rhonda, neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS.
In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight, Gary.
Take it easy, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Canada, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book is looking for, got a fellow looking for a rotator and control box. Does anyone need any fields? Go ahead, Herb.
Name again, number, phone number. I tried to call it and left a message one time and he never returned my calls. So I'll try it again.
That's Kevin, KN4UBG. Has that. He lives down in Fountain Inn. His phone number is area code 864-444-5134. Copy.
Copy, Kevin, 864-444-5134. I'll try it again, Lee, and see if I can get him. Thanks. N4BXB.
West. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot.
Go ahead there, Don.
Needing to remove, I was looking for a J-Bo, and I need you to remove that from your list. Gary, thank you.
No, I'll take it off. Thanks for letting me know there, young man. We do appreciate it. Next item we got up on the SwapNet book is looking for a Kenwood AT230 automatic, an AT230 antenna tuner. He wants one that's in good cosmetic condition and works well. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Astron RS70A. That's a 70 amp power supply. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is looking for, got a fellow still looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT277. It's the same power cord as the FT101. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's a 6-foot fiberglass 2-meter antenna. He would like $20 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. Fella has two Collins 388 receivers. He has a phase monitor, a Hamelin SP600, and he's got a whole bunch of other stuff. He said the look at him and make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an ICOM 746 Pro. He's got the matching speaker and the hand mic. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's a Drake MN2000 antenna tuner. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. That's a HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's a Collins 30L1. That's a HF HF amplifier. I'll get that out in a minute. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Pup is for sale. It's a CB amplifier. It works 10 through 40 meters. He has the power supply to go with it, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Pup is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Yaesu FL2100B amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC27H. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC229H. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is, well, it's free. It's an MFJ-815C antenna tuner. Would the wall work? He said the meter works, but the light stopped working. He said if you would like to have it and take it to a good home, they would give it to you. Does anyone need any fields?
Is that been fresh? Yeah, I'm sure it's a meter. It's a watt meter. Did I say antenna tuner? It's a watt meter.
Antenna tuner there, Fred. So it is a watt meter. It's a watt meter, folks, instead of an antenna tuner.
Sorry about that. Thanks, Gary.
Well, this is November Hotel 7, Popham. Paul down in Lawrence County. Could I get a phone number for the R388 SP600 equipment?
You recognize NH7P. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
And your name again?
Paul Papa Alpha Uniform Lima.
Apologize for that. I was trying to do 14 things at one time over here. You want the contact information for the 388 Collins receivers and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Jack, W4TWX has that listed. You can reach him at 864-650-1135. Copy.
Command Control, thank you very much. November Hotel, South Palm.
Good down there in Lawrence County. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And I don't remember checking you in on one of my nets before, but if I have, it slipped my mind. But I'm glad to have you. Come back anytime. Different net controller each night. Wednesday night, we just got a swap net on here. So I appreciate you being with us. Well, folks, that's going to conclude the swap net this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks to stay around and listen to the reading of the swap net book. Those that removed items, I appreciate that. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you find or sell these items that you're looking for or trying to sell, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take them off my book, keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. WD4DYH, Johnny. Traveler's Rest, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, Mr. Gary.
Oh. In Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, that's Tom. In Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha, that's Miss Angie. Tacoa, negative and negative.
That's control. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
For DOS, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Tell Kathy we said hello. And KD4TWP, Mr. Tom. He brings along his sweet bride, KG4LKA, Miss Angie, down there in Tacoa, Georgia. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Angie we said hello. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. Rag you list tonight is, let's see here. KN4RJN, Mr. John up there in Inman. John, what have you been up to today?
KI4DOS, KN4RJN. Hey, Gary. Hadn't chatted with you for a while. I moved a little mulch, killed some weeds, and then it got hot, so we came inside and took a nap. Took the dog out a couple times. That's been about it.
If you want to move some mulch, I got plenty of mulch you can move down here. Of course, I know you probably got plenty to do at your place. I did not get out there and move any mulch today. I did work in the garden quite a bit yesterday after I got my little tiller fixed. But got out there and got just about all the grass out of it. It looks like somebody is taking care of the garden out there now. Did a few things in and around the house. Helped Joy out. Her back is bothering her a little bit, so I've been trying to help her out a little bit on the inside as well as do the outside. So my days are full.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Joy's not feeling well. My wife's not doing great. She's in the process of getting a dental implant. That takes, you know, 3 or 4 procedures, and one of them was yesterday, and her mouth's a little sore. She's not feeling too good either. So, yeah, I've been trying to help out her out here a little bit.
But they haven't had dental work done. But the good news is, once it's over with and it quits hurting, the problem is solved for all practical purposes, at least I hope anyway. But I hate that she's having to go through that. I know all about the dental procedures. I've had quite a number of those done myself, not necessarily implants, but root canals and, oh gosh, I don't know, fillings and extractions and who knows what. But my heart goes out to her for having the dental work done.
Well, this has been a long, involved process. First, they put a crown on it, and the tooth under the crown cracked, so they had to take that out. They tried another crown. That didn't work. Had to take that off. Finally decided to go for an implant, so I'm going to take out a second mortgage on the house here to pay for all that. But crying out loud, we could have saved ourselves a lot of time and trouble if we'd have just gone with the implant to start with.
John, you live and learn, I guess, and then die and forget it all, but I hate that you've had to go through all of that, more than one crown and all of that, and then the implant. But that does, you know, it seems to me like dentists are getting like some of the specialists in the medical field. They think our pockets are as deep as theirs are. And I guess the reason they think that is because once they get it out of us, they can put it in their deep pockets.
Well, fortunately, we've got fairly decent dental insurance, but I'm sure I've sent at least 2 dentists' children to college on what this has done on this procedure alone. So, yeah. But anyway, so what's going on in your world?
Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a whole lot of work. Of course, I take care of all the outside stuff, and we're still working on my truck a little bit, and had to work on my lawn, my little weed eater. It messed up, and I had to get it fixed, and I got it straightened out, and ran it yesterday out there in the garden, and getting the garden in good shape, trying to keep it that way so I can hopefully have a decent harvest out of it. Just normal routine stuff around here, you know, yard work and this sort of thing. Of course, when you got, I've got an acre, and then a neighbor of mine that moved out had his property up for, I say he moved out, he was renting this house next to us, and now he's putting it up for sale, but he asked me to keep his yard cut. So now I got an acre and a half to cut and weed eat around and all that. So I try not to do it all in one day. I'll do a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow and a little bit the next day. And by the time I get to the end of the week, it's time to turn around and start all over again.
Yeah, I hear that. I've got about 1 3/4 acres and a whole lot of trees and rocks and stuff to mow around. And it's kind of an all-day affair, but I thought about putting a garden out in what I call the back 40 back there, but I got a family of woodchucks living back there, and a deer come through from time to time. Of course, some squirrels all over the place, and now I've got bunny rabbits, so if I put out a garden, it'd be just to feed them. So I'll let them eat the clover and the dandelions and keep that stuff down.
A deer walking through my property like that, I'd be tempted to sit out there with a bow and arrow, a crossbow, or I don't know if you can discharge a weapon where you're located, but during deer season, I believe I'd put some meat on my table.
Well, they don't come through very often, and I'm a little bit close to too many other houses to fire off a weapon. The only thing I've got is a shotgun, and that would just, you know, pepper the deer with pellets, and then I have to dig all that out, but I did open a door one morning to go get to the paper, and there were three big ones standing right in my front yard, not 10 meters away from me, and we kind of startled each other and looked at each other for a minute, and then they ran off. But, yeah, they come through from time to time, and woodchucks and squirrels and rabbits and the occasional family of skunks, and, you know, it's fun to watch, but the woodchucks are starting to digging little holes out in the backyard, and that's like, okay, guys, this has got to stop.
And I don't mind sharing with some of the animals. We've got rabbits and squirrels and all that around here, but my two shepherds have killed two groundhogs out in the back. They killed a skunk, and now they killed it without it getting sprayed, I don't know. But they did, thank goodness. And so, you know, if it's small and it's on the ground in the yard, it's fair game. Now, the garden, it's fenced in. I got a chain link fence around it to keep the dogs out of it, more so than anything else. And we've got some rabbits. Joey calls one of them Mrs. Bunny Wiggle. And that rabbit will jump right through the chain link fence and go over there, and she'll eat a little bit, and then she'll go on. I don't mind sharing a little bit as long as they don't eat up all the plants.
That sounds like a good arrangement. We had an arrangement similar. We lived in Clemson, had the blueberry bushes out back, and I had an arrangement with the birds. They got the ones up at the top, and I got the ones down below that I could reach. They were pretty tall bushes.
Look at it, John. You know, we are in their house. You know, we might claim it as our property and our, you know, our house and our yard. But they were here long before we ever decided to put up a dwelling here. So I figure we might as well share a little bit.
I have heard a couple reports of bear around here. I haven't seen one yet, but I try to keep the garbage, you know, enclosed and whatnot. And first time bear walks through the yard, you know, he can have anything he wants as far as I'm concerned. But I haven't seen any around here, but I have heard reports of them not far from here.
I see it myself, but my neighbor across the street was going to work one morning, and she went down to the end of the street and made a right, and a bear ran across the road in front of her. And how she had presence of mind to pick up her phone and take a picture of it, I don't know, but she did. And she came home and showed us the picture of that bear. It was a black bear. And that was not very far from the house, just a couple hundred yards. But as long as it stays over there, that's fine with me. As long as it don't try to get in my property, I'll be okay.
Roger that. Well, I'm on back on out of here, Gary, and I'll let somebody else chat with you for a while. It was good chatting with you. Say hello to Joy for us. guys, and hope she gets to feeling better, and 73's to you, and I'm on back on out of here. KM4RJN, I am clear.
Speak at you a little bit. First off, you're not clear. You're partly cloudy at best. But appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. And John calls the net on Friday nights, folks. He's a good net controller. Come back on Friday night, give him a good dose of rider's craft. Thanks for being with us, John, and thanks for the chat. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. NK4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, K4OSH, Mr. Pat, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, he's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Dad we said hello. Next up on the rag chew list is Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there at Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to?
Well, good evening, Gary. K4DOS and the net, K4SUG. Not much of anything. I had to go downtown and do a little shopping. I had the screw part of one of my gate openers got bent, got run into with something, and I kind of made a horseshoe out of it. So I had another one here that the electronics was giving trouble. So I'm taking two and trying to make one out of them, and it looks like it's going to work. I had to go downtown and get some stuff to... I got a limit switch on this one I'm trying to rebuild, and the arm wouldn't quite reach the limit switch. I had to get some stuff to extend that arm back in there so I could reach the limit switch and cut it down when it reaches the end of its travel. Not complicated, just aggravating. But I should have that back together tomorrow if all the weather holds up. Don't know how the weather's going to do. It's been pretty nice today so far, but this afternoon it late started raining up here. You know, off and on ever since. It was coming down pretty good when I come in here to check in the net. That's about all that's going on my end of town. I haven't got my garden finished yet. I've got it started. I got beans and peppers. Let's see, I got a variety of peppers, bells and hot. I don't have any banana peppers this year, as far as I know. I might have one of these turn out to be bananas, too. All of them turned out to be bananas last year. I think I told you about that. But anyway, these looks like they're going to do what they're supposed to do. And I got a variety of peppers, hot ones and the mild ones and some bell peppers. And I got a batch of squash and raw beans. And found a package of cantaloupe seed I didn't know I had, so I throwed it out too, so I see what happens. I don't think I'll have much luck with it, but I'm going to look and try it and see. Some of these seeds, Gary, I've had for years. They've been down there in the refrigerator, in the freezer, in the basement. And I was always told that you could put them in the freezer and they'd last practically forever. And so far, they worked. I've got lettuce and some greens, I think. There wasn't a name on the envelope. The seed was in for the greens, but they look like turnip greens. That's what I'll call them until something else comes up. And I got them going and got tomatoes going. Tomatoes and peppers are blooming, getting ready to do their thing, I think. Hope everything works out. Hopefully get a couple of rows of corn and a couple of rows of okra in next week, and that should just about fill it up for us.
A good according to the weather procrastinators, I know that's not the right word, but that's what I'm going to use for. For the next 3 days, Thursday's supposed to be partly cloudy and partly sunny, and then it's supposed to be pretty Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and pretty most of the day Sunday, and then the storms come back in Sunday night. So hopefully you'll be able to get your gate opener done and maybe get up there and play in the garden a little bit.
Yeah, if I can get it to ground, it seems like the water supply is going to be sufficient anyway. It gets interesting. I guess it's a good thing I didn't have to make my living as a farmer. I've done pretty good, though. I've made some pretty good crops in my time. And so I had some total failures, too, so I guess it kind of balances it out. By the way, don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but I used to plant a variety of corn called Seneca Chief. And I liked it real well. It wasn't as big as some of the other corn, the sweet corn. The Golden Queen and Silver Queen is a bigger ear. But this Seneca Chief would give you 3 to 4 ears on a stalk of corn. I mean, it was a producer. And I was planting it every year, and I went up there 1 year to get me some seed to replant, and lo and behold, it no longer exists. Nobody had it. Apparently, they lost the strain. Well, I had these seeds I had in the freezer down there. I hadn't looked at them for a long, long time. And a fella down in Newberry gave them to me. And I got them out to see what I had down there. And lo and behold, I got a pound and a half of Seneca Chief over.
It comes up and does real well. If it does, save a couple of ears. I'd love to have some of that seed just to get me started. You know, I save okra seed each year. Try to keep that Texas longhorn around here. I'd hate to go back to planting Clemson's finest on okra.
Yeah, I know what you mean on that, Gary. I lost mine one time. I try to share it with everybody who will plant the stuff. I'll just say, if I share with everybody I can, then chances are they won't have a total failure, and I can bomb some seed off of them. That's the way it kind of goes around. And I got a pretty good supply of it so far. Try to keep it going. But I lost my whole seed supply, and I had just about a total crop failure on the okra that year, so everything worked against me. Next spring, guess what? I saw a stalk come up there in the upper end of the garden. I said, well, what in the world is that? And I got looking at it. It was okra, and I let it grow, and it turned into a Texas longhorn, and I got my seed supply started again.
That's it, Ray. Hope we can keep it going. I'm trying to do my part. Like you, I've given away seed and told the people how to harvest some at the end of the season, you know, so they'll have some, and whether they do or not, I don't know, but that's, I always try to harvest, quite a number of seed at the end of the year, so I'll have some for next year, and I hope that Seneca Chief works out real well for you. I really do. That's good corn.
Well, I got high hopes, and we'll find out. I'm going to plant a couple more rows down in the bottom land on the other side of the creek. Nothing, there won't be anything down there except a couple, 3 rows of corn. And it will be Golden Queen, just in case the Seneca Chief don't make.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, do we?
Go hungry that way if you're not careful.
What else y'all been doing? I said, what else have you and Miss Edie been doing?
Well, outside of roaming through Lowe's about half the day down there, that's about it. She was looking for some flowers, and she found what she was looking for, and I was looking for some PVC st- stuff, and I found what I was looking for, so I guess it was a successful run. She wanted to go back and look at the washing machine, so I let her look at the washing machine while I looked at lawnmowers.
Don't need another new lawnmower. You just got that zero turn a couple of years ago.
No, I don't need another, but it don't cost nothing to look. And this one I've had longer than you might believe. This is 6 years, Jerry.